America. Actually, not America, because I can, like, see, why do I sound like that? I can see that, like, where people have listened from, and only some of them are from America. Like, there's some from Russia, there's some from Austria, there's some, oh, goodness. I think, and, like, I don't know. I've seen a few, like, from all over the place. Canada. So, not good morning, America. Good morning, everyone. Hello. What the fuck is up? Thanks for coming. Wow. Yeah, thanks for coming. Okay. We are gonna get right in, because I have a lot of shit to say. Well, you know what? First, let's just, like, a little check-in, okay? I don't know what is happening, because I just feel like I was growing, like, so much every single day. I was intaking so much information. I was having so many ideas. I was having so many thoughts and feelings, and, like, I don't know. And then I really think, just since I finished the podcast in December, We Can Do Hard Things, like, I just feel like now I let myself go. Like, I don't know what's happening. I'm like, I'm not growing enough. Like, I'm not having enough new ideas a day. I'm just kind of going through my motions of life. Like, I'm just going to work and I'm hanging out with my friends. And whenever I'm hanging out with my friends, you know, sometimes we do get into a really, like deep, random conversation that we've never had before. And I don't know, like, that helps, but I'm just like, I was just doing that all day on my own. Like, I just feel like I was having so many super, super deep thoughts and exploring so many new ideas. And, like, I just feel like I'm losing my mind, because I'm like, wait, no, like, I want that. Like, how do I get that? How am I not doing that? And I've tried, like, I'm listening to, you know, multiple different podcasts right now, and I just, like, it's not happening like it was. Like, and I just feel like I'm being, like, a little, like, I feel like I've just been a little closed-minded a little bit. Like, I just feel like, even from the last few episodes, like, I'm just like, does that really feel true? Like, I don't know. Like, it's true to an extent, but I just feel like that's not my deepest, truest thoughts about it. Like, I don't know what's going on. Hold on, I need to cough. Oh, I had to clear my throat. That was a good clearing of the throat. It felt good. But I'm never doing that on here, because I don't know why. It just, no, I did not like it whenever I was doing it. But I woke up not that long ago, and then, you know, had a little garden. So, yeah, I just, my throat is a little bit dry. But I'm not getting sick, I don't think. Because the other night we woke up and Cheyenne was feeling, her throat was hurting her. She was feeling a little sicky. And I was like, I thought I was too, because we slept in the RV. And so the congestion, like, the AC was just, like, right in our face. Like, the fan was right in our face. So I feel like whenever I sleep, like, with super cold AC or something like that, like, I always wake up a little congesty. But her throat hurt, like, all day. And then it also hurt yesterday. So, ooh. She getting sick. Hopefully it's not that bad, though. Like, and it's before Bonnaroo, so. What was I saying? I just don't feel like I've been experiencing my deepest, truest thoughts about every single thing in the way that I was. And I also feel like I've been a little bit, like, closed off and judgmental. Like, I don't know. And it's, I don't know, like, I'm not conscious of it when it's happening. And then, and so I'm just feeling this, like, what the fuck is happening? Why am I not, like, thinking about so many new things? Like, I feel like I'm kind of in, like, my robot mode. Like, I'm not really using the, you know, whenever I talked about the right and left side of your brain, whatever I said was wrong, and it was opposite. I went back and found that out. So I'm pretty sure I was saying that the left side of the brain is the creative side, but I'm pretty sure it's the right side of the brain that's the creative side. I could be wrong again, but I don't think so. I think this time I got it right. But, yeah, I just feel like I've been very left side of my brain. Like, I've just been waking up and rushing to get all my shit done and going to work and getting the job done and coming home and eating and showering and sleeping. And, like, I just don't feel like I've been really, like, connected and just, like, loving. Not loving life. Like, I do love my life, but I don't know. I just feel like it's been a little weird. Like, I've been a little not really super present in my body. So, I don't know. That's something interesting. And I, like, okay, I'm gonna do a little shift here, but it's, like, kind of related, because I'm just saying I'm not feeling super present and in my body, and that's what's upsetting me about my life, is these feelings that I'm not having. And I just heard someone the other day on a podcast, and they were saying, whenever you ask someone, like, I don't remember who it was, I'm so sorry, fuck, I have no idea whose podcast or what it was, but if not me, that's all I fucking know. This was not me. But they were saying, like, whenever you ask someone what they want out of life, or, like, what they want, like, most people, you know, like, if someone says, oh, I want a relationship, like, I want, yeah, a relationship. So you think, like, yeah, but if you ask, you know, on a deeper level, like, what do you want out of a relationship, though? Like, how, like, why don't you have whatever you would have in a relationship now? And it's, like, that feeling that they're chasing, to just feel, like, more loved, and, like, more, like, a healthy amount of codependency, like, just someone to rely on and confide in, and, like, I don't, whatever they say, I don't know, clearly. And, then if you ask someone, like, if someone's like, oh, yeah, like, I just want to be rich, like, I just want to win the lottery, and it's like, okay, because then you could pay off all your bills, and you could do this and that, and you could go for here, and it's like, but why, like, on a deeper level, why do you want to do those things, why do you want that money? And it's like, for feelings, because, you know, if you pay off all your bills, you would be less stressed, and if you get to go on these vacations, you would get to get away from your life, and it would just feel good and free, and, you know, like, it's all just feelings that we're chasing. That's my point that I'm making, is really what we're all chasing is just a feeling. And you know what, that makes me feel good, because probably, like, a month ago, I was talking to ChatGPT, and I was like, I just really need to work on embodiment, like, I just really want to be able to be more present, like, I just, like, I don't know, I'm just a different thing that I haven't really worked on as much and thought about as much, so I just wanted to do that. And so you're like, ChatGPT was like, okay, let's come up with, like, your dream life, like, what is your dream life? And I don't know if that's exactly how we got there, but anyway, these are the conversations we had. But anyway, so I was coming up with my dream life, and I'm like, well, what the fuck? Like, I don't really know what that means, because I think a lot of, like, the American dream, you know, it's like a career. It's like, you have to want, it's just based off, like, capitalism, honestly. Like, they don't want us to really have our own, like, there's a system built for what we're supposed to do, and it's go to college, work, have a kid, have a family, die. Like, they don't want you to do, like, you know, there's a way to do it. You have to look like this, you have to act like this, you gotta be like this, you gotta wear this and have this and want this, and I don't know, like, there's just a system, and that's convenient for someone, but not ourselves. We just kind of abandon ourselves by doing that. And so I don't know, like, I was just, whenever, up until my senior year, I had never thought about college, probably until, like, sophomore year or something. Like, college, I don't know, I hated school. I feel like socially it was cool, I guess, but, like, I think that I just have really, really bad ADHD, and I just feel like if I would have been diagnosed when I was a young child, then it would have benefited me, just because I feel like I would literally be sitting in class and I'm like, okay, listen, Brittany, like, listen to what they're saying, take this in, listen, focus, like, oh my god, like, look, who, what are you even looking like, look like someone who listens, like, I don't know, just very, like, not present. I was just like, fuck, what am I doing wrong, and I don't know, like, I just wasn't able to learn that much. Like, math was kind of different. I was like, probably, like, my best subject was math, because I would have to, like, I don't know, I liked math, and I was able, I don't know, just maybe because it's so visual, like, looking at the numbers, like, I don't know what it was, but I really liked math, and that was my best subject, and I was able, and it was, like, I went out of my way, like, my basketball coach was a math teacher and not my math teacher, but I felt like I wasn't learning everything I should with my math teacher, so I would go ask him to help me and, like, actually teach me this and, like, math me out, bro. And so, yeah, but everything else, like, I just feel like it kind of, like, went in one ear, and when it didn't even go in one ear, that's the thing. I was gonna say it went in one ear and came out the other, but, like, I don't even think it went in. Like, I was trying so hard, and I'm like, okay, look at this, learn this, what is this? And I couldn't, so, I don't know, but I was, like, pretty much a straight A student. I might have, like, one B. I think I had a C one time ever, but I'm trying to think what class that in. I kind of want to say, like, anatomy and, or is another word, anatomy and, is it physiology? No, like, that is incorrect. There's no way that, anatomy and, no. I don't know what that is. Oh, yeah, anatomy and physiology. Okay, that's what it says. Is that right? I don't know. Whatever. That class was really hard for me, but I had to take it because I wanted to be a dental hygienist, so I chose to take that class. Because, yeah, whenever I had first, when they first brought up college and whatever, I was like, oh, okay, like, what do I want to do? And so I was just, like, talked to my mom forever and was, like, looking around at bullshit and, like, I knew, like, I was not going to go to school for, like, absolutely no longer than 4 years, but even then, like, I don't even know about 4 years. Like, I cannot do this. I hate this so much. And yeah, so I found being a dental hygienist, and it was, like, I don't know, there was something, and it was, like, only 2 years. And yeah, so I planned on doing that, and I was just, like, that was just kind of the thing. And, like, every year whenever I would get homecoming court, like, we had to put, like, you know, my plans after college and what I want to do and who I want to be. So maybe I didn't think of this the first time. Maybe that was the first time, like, freshman year, because yeah, that was the first time I got homecoming court. I don't know if that was the first time that I was like, okay, yeah, because it had a little thing, a space that said plans after college, because they would, like, read this whole little bullshit, whatever. But yeah, so maybe that was it. And yeah, I came up with dental hygienist. And then my senior year, I applied to 2 colleges. I think I got into both. I at least got into one. I don't even remember. But at that point, I was like, I just applied to college, but I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't really want to do this, but that's what I put, that's what I put for graduation. I wanted to go to one of the colleges that I got into, but, which I was like, I don't know, like, I just feel like, even then, like, I was kind of like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what is this? Like, that felt really weird that I was just, like, doing this shit, because I was like, I don't, like, what is this? Like, I'm literally, no part of me wants to do this, but, like, I guess, like, whatever. And then, so, yeah, that's what my graduation said. And then, yeah, I was just like, I just don't know what I want to do. Like, I just don't know. And one night I was talking to my mom, and she was just like, well, you don't have to go to college. And I was like, what? Like, what the fuck? What? And yeah, no, she was just like, you don't have to go to college. So that had never crossed my mind. I was just like, whoa, what the fuck? Really? That's so cool. Which, my mom wasn't shoving it down my throat. Like, my mom wasn't like, think about college, go to the college. Like, my mom was not on my ass about college. We would just go over all this shit in school, and then I would just come home and talk to her about it, I think. Like, she was never, like, pressing me, like, forcing college on me. And even, like, my grades, like, I had good grades, like, you know, that one time I had a C, like, I think we were like, what the fuck? Like, I don't think I got in trouble or anything. Like, my mom wasn't, like that. Like, she knew I was trying, I guess. I don't know. Like, all the rest of my grades are pretty good. And that one time, like, I'm literally talking one freaking time. The rest, yeah. Mostly A's, a B, or two, maybe. But I don't know how I was doing that, honestly. Like, I would always try to, like, learn something once to be able to take the test and then forget it all. Like, I think I just have, like, a lot of test anxiety, too. And so it's just, like, oh, my God, just get it the fuck over with. Like, I don't even fucking know. And as soon as I'm done with the test, I'm like, ah, okay, wait, lift it off my shoulders. All this bullshit out of my fucking brain. Like, God. So, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, my mom was like, you don't have to go to college. And I'm like, what the fuck? So, yeah, I was like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so I took the summer. And at that point, like, I was kind of working on a few food trucks a little bit. And working at this, like, wedding venue, too. Like, they would have these random weddings. And I would just go, like, not cater them, but, like, work. I guess it's kind of catering. I'm going out and feeding all them. But I'm also checking their water. I guess I'm kind of like a server, but it's not like I'm going over and checking on them, you know? I don't know. I don't really know what the proper definition of that is. But I like that job. It was nice. I would make, like, $150 in, like, one little night. It was great. And it was, like, only on a Saturday ever. But it just wasn't enough, like, because, you know, there's wedding season, and then there's no weddings, and there will be, like, one random one here, one random one here. So, yeah, I was doing that, and then after the summer, I was looking at being a flight attendant. I don't even know. People always ask me, they're like, how'd you get into lashes? And I'm like, honestly, like, I don't know. Like, I know we were just looking for some shit, but I don't know. I think we were looking at, like, random jobs or something. And I was like, I knew that I didn't want to do hair. Well, okay, but also the dream since I was a kid, like, part of me kind of wanted to do the teacher thing. Part of me kind of wanted to be a vet. But, like, really, I wanted to be a YouTuber. That was my main dream, honestly, my entire life. Like, I used to make YouTube videos in, like, fifth grade. Like, I remember, like, because I would watch Andrea Russe and Key and Lolly and Jenna Marbles, like, and the Cimarelli Girls. And I don't know, like, I just, like, loved YouTube, and so I always wanted to be a YouTuber, and, yeah, but whenever I made them in fifth grade, they were fun, but then I got bullied for making them, so I deleted them, and then I don't know if that was middle school or high school, I think it was high school. But there was another point where I started posting them again, and then I deleted them again. But there's a few up there that, I don't know, I don't want to delete them, because I'm like, that's kind of cool that these are literally from, like, 100 years ago, but I don't know, I'm fucking weird as shit, I don't know what's going on, like, I just feel like those videos do not, like, that is not me, like, I do not know that girl. It's weird. It's funny. I like it. Anyway. So, yeah, I always wanted to be a YouTuber. So, I guess maybe that's also why I didn't really think about college or anything like that. But, whatever. Anyway, then I stumbled upon lashes, and then I'm a lash girly. But then as soon as I finished lash school, I got this job that was not lashes. And yeah, it was, like, in the food industry, but it was, like, a fancy, like, authentic Italian restaurant, deli, and market. And that was kind of random. I went there, like, I followed a friend there, and we went to make pasta, because we could make pasta from scratch. So, yeah, we just went there, and I ended up working there for 2 years, and then last year, I left and went to do lashes, because I was like, you know what? Fuck this job, like, I'm sick of it, and at that point, like, I was kind of doing lashes on the side, like, part-time. But then I was just like, you know what? Lashes is what I want to do. Like, I just need to get out and do that full-time because this shit ain't working for me no more. But, that was okay. So, let's go through the jobs that I've had, honestly. I'm gonna shift again because why not? This is deep thoughts, okay? But, excuse me. Okay, so my first job ever, my bestie girl Jalen got her first job when she was 15. And so I was like, ooh, I want a job. Like, let me come try it out. Like, whatever. And she was serving. She was working with her dad. And I went and applied 2 weeks before I turned 16. And Jalen's younger than me. Like, she was 15. And I was 2 weeks away from being 16. They knew we were best friends, all this stuff. And whenever I go to my interview, she's like, well, we can't hire you if you're 15. So whenever you're 16, come back, like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, bitch, what? Like, I know, Jalen, you've fucking seen me before, bitch, what? But anyway, then I just went back 2 weeks later, and I got the job, and I worked there for, like, a month, and that was it. Like, I hated it. I hated everything about it. Like, I just no, like, I don't. It gave me so much anxiety. Like, I was so fucking scared of fucking up. Like, literally, a table would walk in, and I'm like, no, someone else take it. I can't. I can't. And I just, like, I don't know what it was. I was so scared to fuck up. I was so scared to fuck up. Like, but one time, literally, oh my God, I have. So, oh. Okay, one time I had a tray of drinks. It was three drinks, and yep, I spilled it all over this man. Like, all. And his lap and everything. And oh my God, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And the mom and daughter are just like laughing, and they're just like, it's okay, it's okay. And I'm like, oh my God, no, it's not. Like, I was like on the verge of tears, okay? It was so horrible. And they're just like, he needed a shower anyway. Like, they were so cool about it, and I was just like, oh, fuck me. Like, I'm so sorry. It was so horrible. I wanted to quit right there. Like, I was so anxious. And something that Jalen always says, she's like, Brittany just doesn't want to do things for other people. And used to always be like, yeah, like, I don't want to fucking sit here and wait on you. Like, but I like doing things for other people, you little fucking bitch. But I don't know. She hasn't said that in a long time. But used to, probably that was true. But I don't know. I literally, it was just so much anxiety. Like, I was so scared to fuck up. Like, I guess I was like, scared of being rejected. Like, these people, like, getting mad at me and telling me I suck. Like, I think that was really, like, the deeper thought of it. But yeah, I don't know. That just. Food service is not for the fucking weak, but yeah, so that was my first job, and I quit, yeah, like after a month, and I was like, fuck no. And this is like my most embarrassing story. I don't know why, like, the story itself isn't super embarrassing, but in the moment, like, was horrible. It was so embarrassing. I wanted to cry and quit. Anyway, at the time, my bestie girl Haley lived like right down the street from where I was working. And me and her hung out, like, we were hanging out all the time. Love her. And whenever her and her mom came in one night, like, one of my first few, in my first week of working there for sure. And they come in and Haley gets chicken. And like, me and Haley hang out every day. All the bitch fucking eats is chicken. Mostly all I eat too is chicken. But like, we just, oh, it was so bad. And so she orders chicken. And so I'm looking at the menu and I see chicken. And so I put that. And I go to get it. It's ready. And so I'm putting it all on this tray. And I look at it, and these are like bone-in chicken wings. Like, no, which the bone is crazy. Like, I do not like eating shit off the bone. Like, that is not a thing. Haley would not do that. Like, it was horrible. And so whenever I saw them, I was like, what the fuck? But I was like, I just went and I looked at the menu and it says chicken and that's what I put. Like, I didn't know what to do. So I just took it out and was going to pretend like nothing's wrong. Like, maybe she won't even notice, which I don't know why. Like, of course she would notice that. What the fuck? But I was just like, I'm not going to say anything like passive ass Brittany. Like, what the fuck? And so I brought them out and they were just like, oh, thanks, thanks. And then I walked away and I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like trying to ask my coworkers. I'm like, I put chicken. Like, is that the only chicken that we have? Like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck this is? And yeah, like they were like, she did not touch it. She was like, okay, I think we're ready for a to-go box. And like they left. And then I went over to her house later and they were, oh my God, they were dogging me. They were like, yeah, what the fuck was that? Like, what is that? And I'm like, I know. I'm sorry. Like, I put chicken, like, I don't know what happened. I did not think that's what it was gonna be like. Like, I've seen other chicken tenders, so I don't know what the fuck. But, yeah, that was horrible. I hated that moment so much. I was so humiliated, okay? Okay, I'm back. I had to go pee so bad, and I was starving, so I chopped up a few boiled eggs. And honestly, I need a break from the boiled eggs. Like, I feel like I have hyperfixation foods, which is, like, a turkey sandwich. Like, I swear I've eaten one every single day for the past, like, 3 years, probably. But I don't care. It's very trusting. Like, it's gonna be good every single time. Because boiled eggs, I love boiled eggs. And, like, I've been eating them for probably, like, 2 weeks. And I'm like, fuck, I need a damn break. Like, the whites I could do, the yellow, like, sometimes the yolk, but sometimes I can't. Like, I'm like, holy fuck, that is just too much of that texture. So, yeah, that's why I chopped it up today. Usually I just bite right into it, and I put some Everything Bagel seasoning on it and some salt, but I didn't put salt today, so I should have done that. Whatever. But, yeah, I need a break. Chopping them up was better, but still not good. But whatever. Anyway, so I was talking about, yeah, Haley, all that chicken tender bullshit. That was my first job. And then, yeah, my job after that was, like, the wedding venues, and I worked on this pasta food truck. Like, it was Italian. We did, homemade pasta, homemade sauces, and bread. And mainly I did the pasta, so I don't know. I don't remember her salsa or her sauce recipes. Like, I was not cooking that sauce like that. I made the bread a few times, but yeah, mainly pasta. Like, that was kind of the main thing, like the whole process. So I can definitely do that. But yeah, and then I went with her to go work at the other job. But then also, while I was working on her food truck, one of our other friends opened a food truck. One of the other teachers from my school opened a food truck. And so I went and worked with her on it. And that one was so good. Honestly, they were both so good. But I'm just, like, a tacos-ass bitch. Like, I love tacos. And we did brisket tacos and chicken tacos. And we made homemade queso and homemade salsa. Like, it was so fucking good. It was so good. 10 out of 10. I loved working on that food truck. I loved working on both of them. I really did. And I would eat every single time. I would eat, yeah, I would fucking eat. But I do love pasta, and we made so much good shit. My favorite, like, pasta was probably the cheese ravioli, and this pesto sauce, her pesto was so fucking fire. Best pesto I've ever had. She did this pesto, it was pesto cream. I don't know, I guess maybe she just added heavy cream in there. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was magic. Holy fuck. That pesto cream pasta, with cheese ravioli, that shit was so good. And then whenever I went and worked at this place, like, yeah, I made all the pasta. So I would make all the ravioli, there was all the fettuccine, the tagliatelle, like, the spaghetti, the angel hair. We made squid ink pasta, so it was, like, black. It was cool. It was good. And then we made truffle pasta. That was good, but I'm not a huge truffle fan. Like, I like it in the pasta, but we would literally have whole ass truffles, and fuck no. I hated the stank. I hated the taste. I hated everything about a truffle, except for, like, the, like, I like the truffle pasta. I like the truffle chips and the truffle. There was something else that was good. I don't remember. But the truffle, no. And they were expensive as hell. Like, they were crazy price, but whatever. Anyway, I really liked that job for most of the time too, but it just, like, I don't know what I'm allowed to say, but I feel like it's not a legal thing. Nothing ever happened, and if it did, I wouldn't be the one in trouble, but I don't know. Basically, things weren't looking right, and so I had to get out of there. Like, but I worked there for 2 years, and then I had a trip planned. I was going to Ultra Miami, and before I went, I was so fucking over it. Like, this was, like, I had been trying to communicate with my boss about something, and it was just not taken seriously at all. Like, and so I... Yeah, like, I liked my job, and it was great, and it was fun, but I'm here to make money, and, yeah, so, I went on my trip, and, before I went on my trip, I had applied for this job that I work at now, the lashes, and I had got the job, so I told them that I could start, like, March, whatever, after I got back from Ultra, like, a few days after that, and so... I did that, and then while I was on my trip, I had planned on texting my boss and saying that I'm quitting while I was gone. I didn't do that, and so I, like, was on my flight home. Oh my god, I had this crazy, like, moment, and I just, like, started typing, and I just, like, had so many things to say. Like, this was a literally a life-changing moment. I was crying that entire flight, and it was, like, a beautiful, like, I don't know, it was a moment, but I had my pashmina around me, so no one could see me, but the guy next to me could definitely hear me, but I didn't give a fuck. It was, like, a three-hour flight, and I was just bawling my little eyes out, writing away, typing away, and... Wow, yeah. I was reading Untamed at the time, and I was just, like, I just started typing about how much I love my life and how great everything is, and then I ended up, like, writing a little letter, I guess, but I guess a text to my biological dad, just saying all of my deepest feelings, like, crazy things I never thought I would say to him, like, I don't know. It was crazy. That was an awesome moment for me. And then after I wrote that, I wrote this giant text to my boss. And then I wrote just this giant shit about my life. And I loved my life. And I was doing so good. And something was happening. And yeah, it was crazy. But I couldn't obviously send the text on the plane. So whenever I got home, like, which I didn't know. I don't know. Maybe I did know. But I scheduled myself to work the next day after I got home, and I got home at, like, midnight, so, or I didn't schedule myself, but, well, yeah, I did, because I only requested off all the other days, but this was at my food job, and, you know, obviously, I already had the new job lined up. I was about to start in a couple days, like, it was gonna be great, and then... I guess, yeah, I was supposed to work at the food place that day, and so my boss is, like, blowing up my phone and texting me and is asking if I'm coming in and telling me I'm late and just, like, going off on me, blowing up my phone. Which, I mean, valid to an extent because I was scheduled to work and I wasn't there, so there's that, but it was just, you know, I was, like, you know, I was already out, but I just hadn't told him I was quitting, so I just copy and pasted the text and I sent it, and it was pretty much like, you know, I thank you and this is a good 2 years until it wasn't. Like, I, you know, think that you've taught me a lot and I like that I've learned how to cook. Like, I didn't know fucking shit before working here and, like, you've taught me so much and, you know, like, I don't know, because it was a man and, like, I don't know, we kind of had, like, a good relationship, and I feel like in some ways, like, he was kind of, like, fatherly to me, and, like, I was his favorite for sure, and, like, I don't know, like, we just kind of had, like, a different-ish relationship. Like, I knew that he was, like, you know, a businessman, a business person, and, like, there's no business that really cares about their employees, you know, like, somewhere, yes, but, like, no. Most of the time, they don't give a fuck. And, like, we knew that, like, he made that very clear, but I don't know, like, we just kind of had a good relationship, and, like, there was just certain times that I just felt really close to him. Which, two of my other coworkers that I was friends with, like, them as well, like, there was the three of us that were the favorites, and we just, yeah, like, got really close, and I don't know. But, you know, yeah, then we all ended up quitting on a whim. Like, Adriana had quit right before me. I know that she had another job, but I don't remember, like, I don't remember everything about how she quit, but I know it was on a whim. And then, yeah, that's how I quit. And my fucking other friend, oh my god, this is hilarious. I didn't, like, I knew that he quit on a whim, but he, like, told me this whole story the other day, and I was like, what the fuck? But he, so me and Adriana had both left at this point, and, like, the whole place was, like, literally the entire place was going to shit. I just, like, I can't even get into everything. Like, I just, like, whatever you're thinking of, worse. Like, it was, like, I don't even know what the fuck, like, it was, there was a lot of, like, things really wrong with this place. And so, yeah, we, like, knew we had to get out of there, and then, like, just when, and we were also burnt the fuck out, like, there was a lot here, okay, so, anyway, my friend was on his lunch break, and so he left, and while he was gone, one of the coworkers, or one of the employees, called him and was like, we're all gonna walk out. Like, we're all about to walk out of here. This shit is so fucked up. Like, we're done. We're doing this. Blah, blah, blah. So, like, we're gonna do it as soon as you come back from lunch or whatever. And so my friend is like, okay, hangs up the phone, calls the boss. The boss is out of town, by the way. And he's like, I don't know what's going on, but you need to get your employees under control. Like, things are not going good. And, like, that's not my problem. And so he hung up the phone, he blocked our boss, and never talked to him again. So he does not know what happened that day. He doesn't know what happened after that. Like, nothing. Which I think that, and it's like, this just goes to show, like, if you have one employee who quits like that and has, like, a whole thing, that would be different. But, like, you just have to realize, like, if all of your employees are quitting in these, like, not giving you a notice, nothing like that, like, you have to realize that has something wrong with you. Like, no one respects you because you don't respect anyone else. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't feel bad. I do think that it would be cool to give, you know, places 2 weeks, but also I think the phone works both ways, because then if I'm getting fired, you should also have a 2 weeks notice. I feel like that's fair. If you want me to sit here and work 2 extra weeks, you should offer me 2 extra weeks, because I'm giving, the reason that you put in your 2 weeks notice is so they can kind of plan for that and help figure out if they're gonna hire someone else, who's gonna take that job, da da da. So if you're getting fired, you should have 2 weeks, because you need to figure out what you're gonna do after this. If you can afford to not have a job for a minute, what even you want to do? Like, no. And they don't do that. They never ever do that. So why would I do that? It's kind of how I feel, but whatever. And so, I don't know, but I just thought that was so funny. And fuck that job, fuck that place. But it was a good ass place. I did like the place, and some of the people were really cool, but, you know, it had to come to an end. But for the first year, the first, like, year and a half, so good. It was really good. And till it wasn't. And then, And, like, I learned a lot. Like, I, like, it was very, very Italian. Like, the owner was, like, from, his family's all from Italy. And, like, then, I don't, like, it was very cultured. It was very beautiful and cool. And I feel like I got to learn, like, these super authentic recipes. And, like, people, like, I don't really know Italian. I know, like, a few words. But it was fun. Like, just, like, I don't know. And there's, like, the Italian community over here, like they have like a like group for it, and so all those people would always come in, and they were so nice, and like I don't know, like I just feel like we got to have like deep relationships with everyone who came in that door, but like I just feel like the Italian community, like the culture was there. It was so amazing to get to experience that and like just learn about like hear all their stories about all this stuff, because it was like we would have like all these crazy like all of our stuff was imported, so we would have all these like random imports that you don't find here. And so people would be like, oh my God, like, talk about how they ate this when they were a kid, or like they used to make this with their family. And like, I don't know, like it was really something. It was really something. I loved it for so long. And yeah, it was just like, had to go at some point, but not because of that. The people were great, the culture was awesome. Like, and I would like make pasta out in the front, and so people would see me make pasta, and everyone would be like, oh my God, like da 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 da. But it was so nice. I loved it. And then, yeah, so I quit my job while I was supposed to be there working. And then I started this new job, and I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, my coworkers are cool. My clients are cool. My shit's cool. I like it. And yeah, that's where I'm at. I think like, will I work this job forever? No. Will I work any job forever? Hell no. I need change. Like, I cannot do shit. Like, honestly, my last job 2 years was perfect. That was the perfect amount. Like, I think I would do that again at some point. Not there and like not I don't know. Whatever. But that was a good experience. I like that. And the lashing, I will do it, I think probably multiple times in my life, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'll know whenever I'm done. I'm not gonna say at this point I'll be done. Like, I'll just know. It'll just come to me and I'll be like, okay, gotta get out of here. Where am I going? And I kind of want to be a Zumba instructor, or like a yoga instructor, which I really want to do the yoga instructor, because that's something like, if I get that certification, like I can do that all over the world. 'Cause I'm like, there's places like they have like all these different travel, like ways that you can travel and like work and stuff. And with the yoga, like there's yoga everywhere. So yeah, I would like to do that. And yeah, I don't know. Something dancing. I want to dance. I want to move my body. I want it to be more embodied. And you know what? Maybe the podcast, whenever she blows up and I'm rich and fucking famous, like, I think I could do this my entire life. I do really like it. Sometimes I feel like, fuck, I don't have shit to say today. But other times I'm like, like today, like, I feel so good. This is making me feel so good. And I just love it. Like, this is so fun. And yeah, I think I could do this forever, because it's like a little therapy session. Like, I just get to pop out and just, I don't know, I feel present whenever I do this. So I guess this is kind of the dream job, I guess, but I don't know. And I just feel like I was just, whenever I was talking to ChatGPT, so that's all my jobs. Now we'll go back to my dream life and my dream self, I guess. Because I'm like talking to ChatGPT and I'm like, we're coming up with this, yeah, dream life. And I just feel like, it's supposed to be a career, and I just don't feel like working is my calling. Like, and I'm not saying I don't want to work, but I just feel like living to work and working to live, like, that is just not, like, I don't need to be rich as fuck just to not even enjoy it, because I'm fucking working all day, every day. Like, I just, that doesn't seem worth it to me. Like, I always want to make enough money to live comfortably and like be financially free, but not, I don't need to be rich. I don't need a mansion. I don't need all these fancy designer capitalist stupid items that someone else said was cool. Like, I just feel like, I don't want that. It would be nice to, you know, be fucking rich as fuck, but at what cost? Because I don't want to work 7 days a week, 8 hours, 9 hours. People who are working, who are getting rich, are working like everything is business. Everything is business. And that's just no. Like, hustle culture is not for me. Like, I want to make money. I do. I right now where I'm at, yes, I'm living at home, and I'm living at home because I don't want to fucking live alone. Like, that's the issue. Financially, I could live alone, bitch. Like, we good. So, I just, but if I was making this amount and then, like, I guess more than this, so that way I could pay a whole rent and still have all the income that I have for other bills and other things, that would be great because I'm able to save a lot too. But anyway, like, I just, that is what I want. And so whenever I'm talking to ChatGPT, I just don't like, the career isn't my dream. Not, I don't like, I don't want a life passion as working of how I'm helping someone else. Like, I feel like, and then if I feel like a lot of people feel that and don't want to go to college and don't want to do things. But then if you don't go to college, like, then the next thing is travel. Travel the world. And I do really like traveling. I do love traveling. But I just feel like even that just feels very scripted. Like, it's off the, like, number one is go to college, get a job, work your life away. Like, that is the number one way that the system wants you to go. But if you don't do that, like a lot of people who don't do that, they go travel the world. And I love that. Anytime that I have traveled and I still travel, like, I love it. I really do feel like it's something for me. But I just want to know how I can feel like that when I'm at home. Because I just feel like whenever I'm traveling, I'm just so in awe. Like, I'm so present. I'm just absorbing everything around me, and it just feels so good. And I think that that's why I like traveling. Everything you get to see, you're looking at everything with like pure awe. Like, you're just so amazed by everything when you're on vacation. And or traveling, on vacation, traveling, whatever you want to call it. They are different, but like you get what I'm saying. And I do. I feel that way and I love it and it feels so good. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could do this forever. Everyone always wants to. I wish everyone wants to travel. They wish they could do this forever. But it's like, but why? And then it's like, oh, all the things that we could see, all the people we could meet. But it's like, okay, but why to that even deeper? Because of how that feels. How it feels to be so present. How it feels to be so open. How it feels to be so amazed. And it's like that feeling again, you know, what we're really chasing is the feeling of what it feels like when you're traveling, okay? And so I just want to feel that more in my day-to-day life. That was the last time, like, last time I took a trip, I just really felt like I just really wanted to find this at home because it feels so good whenever I'm traveling. Like, I just love life. It feels so good. And I do think that solo traveling is different. I do really like that. It does kind of force me out of my comfort zone because it's either I'm alone or I go make friends. And so I do think there's a lot of beauty in that. But also at the same time, there's a way I can bring that here. I can go out by myself and go meet random people by myself. But it's just like, I just don't do that because I have friends here. So if I want to go do something, I say, hey, friends, let's go do this. And then we go do that. But it's like, I could just go by myself because I love that. That makes me feel so good whenever I'm out traveling and I just have to go talk to someone and then we just become friends. It's so beautiful. That's such a fun feeling meeting people. But it's like, and I think that I have to be gone to do that because I'm by myself, so there is no other option than that. But here, there is other options. All my friends are here. But also, the option to go out by myself and meet people by myself is a thing. That is an option. It is. So, yeah. I have a story. Whenever I was solo traveling in New Jersey, there was this bar that was kind of close to where I was staying, so I went there one night to check it out, and I really liked it there. The drinks were good, the food was good, the staff was good. I met some like a few cool people there that I became friends with, and like I just yeah, it was awesome. I met so many cool people there, and it was on the water, and they stayed open late, and they had lights, and like it was like a chill like bar and grill. And I just liked it. It was outside. And so I went, and the first night I had met. I had met this girl. I think I started talking to the girl first, but yeah, we had talked for a long time, and she was with a group of people. And so I ended up hanging out with them, and we like went and sat at this big table and just talked and hung out. And I remember they were like guessing our. We were all guessing each other's ages, and one of the guys thought I was 34. I was 21. I was like, what, bitch? Like, I don't know why he thought that. That was such a weird. Like, I do look older than I am, but 34 is crazy. Like, I was like, what, bitch? Like, have you ever seen anyone in your life? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, I know I have huge tits, but like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like, I don't know. But anyway, I ended up talking to the bartender the next time I went. 'Cause I would just go, like, I would go out and do shit for the day, or I would go here or there, but at night, like, for dinner, I would usually go there. I was just like, eh, I like it here. I'm comfortable here. I like the people, the atmosphere, all of it's good. So I went there probably 4 or 5 times when I was there. I was there for 12 or 10 days, maybe? I don't know. About 2 weeks. And, yeah. But anyway, so I had met the bartender. I met him the first night, but like we didn't really talk that much. But then the second night, I was like, oh, like we ended up talking a lot more. And he, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. We were just talking and he was cool. And like, I don't know. Like, he kept like. Which everyone was like, I was kind of talking to everyone. It was kind of like we were all talking, so I don't really know. But like, he kept calling me Miss Texas, and he was like, oh, you want your same drink you got the other night? Like, I don't know. And like, I don't know, just the way that we were talking, like, I felt like we were kind of like flirty. Like, I don't know. And, so anyway, like, it was great. It was fine the second night. And he was like telling me, like, all these places that, like, I should go, like all these cool places that he likes to go. And so I was like, oh, okay. And so then the third time that I went, I walk in, and like he says something as soon as he sees me and comes over and like asks me if he can make me a drink, like, or like if I wanted him to make me a drink, which is his job. That is his job. But I'm just like there's other bartenders working, and like I don't know, like I don't know. I'm overthinking, and I'm like, I guess I don't really fucking know. But anyway, and so we were just talking, and then he, like, they were pretty slow this one night because it was kind of rainy. And so we were sitting inside, and he like was just sitting there. Like, he like came and sat at a table with me, and this other coworker came and sat too. And so we were all just like sitting there. There was a game on. And so we were watching the game, and like, I don't know, just kind of talking. And then the other guy left, and so it was just me and him, like, sitting there talking. And so then he was like, oh, I have to go, like, close. Like, I have to go, but like, if you're still here when I'm done, like, I'll see you then. But if not, like, whatever. And, so I got my napkin. I got a napkin, and I was just like, for, like, I put his name at the top. Because at that point, it was a different bartender still there because he was going and closing. And so I was just sitting there, and I took a napkin, and I just, yeah, wrote his name big so that way the other bartender didn't think it was for them. And then I was just like, hey, like, you know, here's my number. If, like, you do want to go out, like, I'm here till, like, whatever day. And then, like, just let me know. Like, we can go do something. Like, I don't really have that many plans while I'm here. And I leave the safe, so let me know. And then he didn't text me. Like, he never texts me. And I was just like, oh, like, damn. Like, did I misread that? Like, I felt like we were kind of flirty, but whatever. Like, I don't know. I was just like, I don't know. It's just weird. But anyway, then, like, the night before I left, so yeah, that was like probably like 4 or 5 days before I left. And so, like, right before I left, like, I just went back because, well, I kind of wanted to see him again and be like, what the heck? But also, like, I just liked going there. So I was like, I'm not gonna, like, even if you say, like, I'm not gonna, like, make it this whole thing, like, I'm not gonna, like, force you to talk to me if you don't want to, like, whatever, you know? And so I went. And he like came up and he was like, oh, hey. And I was like, hey, like, what the fuck? And like, I didn't say anything. I just said, hey, whatever. And then I sat down and he got me my drink. And like, I was talking to this other person. Oh, goodness. I think there was a guy. I think this was a guy at this point. And he was just like, I don't know. He was pretty drunk. And so, like, I was talking to him, but it was just kind of like, oh, whatever. Like, he just sat next to me at the bar. So it was whatever. And then I think, like, they ended up kicking him out. Like, he was super drunk. And so, yeah, I don't know. But after they kicked him out, like, it was getting cold. And so I was like, yeah, I'm cold. And then he was like, oh, like, we have jackets. Like, we sell jackets. And so I'm like, okay. And so I go in and I'm like, hey, like, can I buy a hoodie? Like, how much is it? Blah, blah, blah. And like, the manager that was in there, I was like, oh, you, like, no, it's fine. You can just have it. You can just have it. And I was like, oh my God, really? And he's like, yeah, like, don't worry about it. And I was like, what? Like, thank you. And so they gave me this free hoodie. And then I go back over there and I'm like, bro, like, they just gave me this for free. And he was like, I know. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? And anyway, he was like, by the way, like, I got your note, and like, you know, like, I appreciate it, and I, like, you know, whatever, but like, I have a girlfriend, and you know, like, she works here too. Like, I just, yeah, like, I just can't really do that, but like, you know, otherwise, like, I would take you, we could go do something, and like, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, oh, like, okay, like, no worries, whatever. And so, I don't know. I was kind of like, you know, my man hater was like, he's fucking lying. Like, he just doesn't want to go out with me and just can't fucking say that. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, his girlfriend literally worked at the bar. And so, like, I met her later that night because whenever, like, I guess they were leaving, I was waiting for my Uber. And so they, like, walked past me and they're like, oh, hey. And he's like, oh, Brittany, this is my girlfriend. Like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, hey. Awkward. And then they got in the car and left. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess he really has a girlfriend. So that was kind of cool because I was like, okay, like, at least I'm not just getting freaking rejected as fuck. But she was really cool. I think her name was like Gabrielle or something. Gabriella. I don't know. That could be totally wrong. But yeah. Aw. Love. But and he was like saying like he wanted to move to Texas. Like, he's always wanted to move here. Like, he's visited one time. He has like a cousin here or something. And I don't know, like, it was just fun. Like, I don't know. But yeah, whatever. That's funny. But I love that hoodie. Honestly, it's a pretty thin hoodie, but it's like this cool, like, light blue color. I don't like periwinkle, but not. But I love it. Cute, but my long lost love. No, I'm just kidding. But I love that bar though, and it was fun. Like, I knew the other workers and bartenders too, and like, I talked to everyone. Like, I made a lot of friends. Anyway, all of this to say, you're just chasing the feeling, and so I'm just chasing the feeling of going out and being forced to meet people and make friends. And yeah, so whatever. But anyway, now back to the ChatGPT shit that I was planning my dream life and my dream thing. And so yeah, it's like career or travel the world. And I don't know, I just feel like I'm kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like it's more of a balance in all of that. Like this or this or this. Like I feel like a little bit of travel, a little bit of this, but mostly just trying to be okay where I'm at now. Like I just want to be content. And like all the things that I was saying in this conversation with ChatGPT, I was just like, I just want to feel like this, and I just want to be able to be more present, and I want to be more soft, and I want to be more open, and I want to just like be more free. And I just like really, yeah, I feel like being present in the moment really helps me with that, and being embodied. And I was just like saying all these things, and I'm like, but I don't feel like this is a dream life. I'm just saying what I want to feel. I'm saying this is like a dream self. Like, I want more of a dream life on the outside. And so then we were just talking, and they were like, okay, well, what about, like, how do you want to present in the world? How do you want other people to experience you? How do you want to experience other people? Like, I don't know. And I just feel like that perspective was so cool because it was like, yeah, like, it's not just saying how I want to feel, it's how I want to be in the world, like, what I want to do in the world, and not things I want to do to make money, things that I literally just want to do in this world. And so I think that was a lot of fun, and I really like that. And yeah, after I heard this podcast the other day, just saying, you know, all it's chasing is a feeling, I just feel like, fuck yeah. Like, I think that's so cool that what we're all chasing is just right at our fucking fingertips. Like, it doesn't have to be all this extra shit because, you know, hustle culture is just like one more thing. Oh, just this one thing and then I'll be happy. Just this one more thing and then I'll be happy. Oh, I just need this and then I'll be happy. If I got this, my whole life would change. I would love life if I got this one thing. And it's like, with that mindset, you're always going to be chasing that one thing. Whenever instead, it's like, if you can be content where you are right now and everything else is just added, whatever, like it's just added in. That's so fucking beautiful. That is a living. Because then you like your life every day and not just when you're doing this or not just when you're doing this. It's just how you are, how you exist. So I guess that's what I'm trying to do. But I don't know. And I just, all of this is so on my mind because, well, obviously that podcast and that conversation and all that, but I was talking to someone the other day and they were just explaining that someone in their life, they were like, oh yeah, like she's just doing way better than me right now because, like, you know, she's married and she has kids and she has a new car and like they have their house and she's doing better than me. And I was just like, whoa, like that hurt my feelings. Like, what are my feelings for you? Like, what do you mean better than you? Who are you to say? Like, that's not fair. Like, why is that better? And it's better because that's the American dream. That's what we're told is better. But, like, really? What? Like, why? You know? I feel like, you know, you're doing so much. Your life is just so different. You're just at a different place in life. Like, I don't feel like that's better or worse. Like, it's just different. Why does it have to be like this? Like, it just felt so sad whenever she was like, yeah, she's doing better than me. I was like, whoa, what? No, like, you're so amazing. Like, what you're doing is so awesome. Like, you're having your own journey, you know? Which I'm not saying that a lot of people don't love their life so much more after they have kids and get married, but it's like, also, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's all what we all have to want and strive for right now. Like, we're less than when we don't have that. Like, no, I just don't like that. So I don't know, but I don't know. I've been thinking about a kid a lot, and I'm like, I think a kid would be fun, but like, fuck, like, I don't know. Like, I think I would love being a mom, but also, like, right now I'm so content with not, because bitch, I love spending my money on myself. I don't, and my time on myself. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. Like, and daycare is so damn expensive. Like, I have my mom. I think she would definitely help a lot. Like, I feel like I'm privileged in a lot of ways like that. But still, even then, like, what the hell? So, I don't know, but I think a kid would be fun, but that's not I don't think that I'm less than right now because I don't want a kid right now. Like, what? So, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I had a lot of things I wanted to talk about, but I feel like I just really, like, we did a lot in this conversation. We went in a lot of places that I think are really interesting, and I like them. Which was crazy because in my head, I was, like, trying to plan all the things I want to talk about, like, kind of, like, because I had a few big moments, like, this past week, and I'm like, I want to talk about this, I want to talk about this. And I was like, well, what am I going to talk about the rest of the time? And I was, like, kind of, like, I'm not going to have anything to talk about, but I feel like I had a lot to talk about. But also, like, I was, yeah, I don't know, like, I bounced all over the place, and then I was, like, I kept, like, trying to full circle, and I feel like I kind of did with the dream life and the conversation with ChatGPT, but I don't know. And now you know my jobs. Like, this is just other information to know, and there's some little things in there, but yeah, I feel like I have more to say about it too. Like, I don't know, just a dream self version of myself and how I want to be in the world. Like, I could feel like I could keep talking about that, but I don't know. Okay? I don't fucking know. But we're past an hour, so I have to go. No. I just want to hang out outside a little bit today. It feels really good. And I fucking... okay, so let's see. Last Wednesday, I went to the lake. And it was so good. We, like, laid in the sand and got in a little bit and then walked a little bit. And it was just so nice to be outside in nature. And then... I think Thursday, Friday, I didn't do anything. And then Saturday, I didn't do anything. And then Sunday, I went with Cheyenne. We went to her parents' house, and we went swimming over there. And we made a fucking whirlpool and a wave pool, and we chicken fought. And, yeah, we were intense. It was awesome. And then we had a front flip contest to see who could do the most front flips without breathing. And I sucked, bro. I could only do 4. It was horrible. I used to could do a bunch. I used to could do 6. But I feel like I could have done even more. But 4, weak. But whatever. Then we had a handstand contest. And then we had a holding our breath contest. And I lost everyone and I cheated. But they caught me. So, whatever. But I'm just a sore loser. What can I say? And then, yeah, Monday we swam again. But it was kind of rainy. But I didn't give a fuck. It felt good. And then... Tuesday I worked, and then after work me and my mom went to the lake, and I brought my paddleboard, but I didn't freaking have the pump in the bag. I don't know why. I don't know where the pump is, so I was super pissed because I could have paddleboard, and then these other people were paddleboarding, and I was like, damn, boo. So I was sad, but whatever. And then today I want to go back outside, and then I'm hanging out with Jalen later after she takes a little nappy after she gets off work. So, yeah, but, yeah, I want to hang out outside. I want to flow, of course. I got my flow star. I've been doing really good, I think. Yeah, I feel like I've been doing really good. I'm actually getting some tricks in, but I wish I had a giant mirror outside so I could practice and watch myself so I could see, like, what it looks like. Because recording it on my phone and then watching it, like, that just takes so much time. I don't want to do that. And I have a mirror in my bedroom that I could take outside, but that's also a lot of work. And since our backyard is all dirt, like, that super sucks because every time I drop it, it gets so dirty. Like, there's so many dirt stains on it. So, I have to wash it soon, but I'm still going to drop it another billion times. But I do really like it, and I feel like I'm finally, like, getting my groove a little bit. Like, I love it. It's a fun body movement. It feels good. So, I'm going to go flow, bitch. But I love you. Thank you for coming and, you know, showing up. So anyway, I love you. Bye.